Hi, guys. Here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil, like a lot of it. Yep, that's good. Then I stare at a red light. It's the kind that helps your cells positively glow. Oh, wow, really bright. Okay. Next, I take an ice bath. That's how you melt your fat and fix your, I don't know, other stuff. Ooh, yep, feeling super healthy. Can't feel my toes. Breakfast is raw liver. Okay, here we go. Oh, real good.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at cygnos.com. That's Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
Update your home and save big money with Mastercraft Doors at Menards. For over 50 years, Mastercraft has been making quality doors inside and out. Choose from the best in-stock selection of interior and exterior doors ready to take home today. Or design your door your way with our free designer in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on Mastercraft Doors and check out more great deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Franz Kafka is one of the most fascinating writers and philosophers of the 20th century. He was born in Prague in 1883 and lived a life that often felt out of place, with a regular job during the day and a passion for writing that he pursued quietly, often in the shadows. Although his stories seem surreal and unusual on the surface, they explore something deeply human, the struggle to find meaning, to be understood, and to stay connected in a world that feels cold and indifferent. His most famous works include The Trial, The Castle, and The Metamorphosis. All of these books explore themes like isolation, loss of identity, the pressures of modern life, and the systems that shape and sometimes crush us. All of these themes come together in his most famous and perhaps most heartbreaking work, The Metamorphosis. It's short, but it says so much, and at the center of it is Gregor Samsa. The story begins with Gregor waking up to find he's turned into a giant insect. His body is hard and armored, his legs are tiny, and he can't speak. But instead of freaking out, his first thought is, how am I going to get to work? That's classic Kafka. Even in the middle of something so bizarre, Gregor is more worried about missing work than what's actually happening to him. Soon, we learn that he's the only one supporting his family. He hates his job, and his boss is a tyrant. But he has no choice. His parents and sister depend on him. But now, as a bug, he can't work. He can't even get out of bed properly. And when he finally reveals himself, everyone's horrified. His manager runs off, his parents are terrified, and things go downhill fast. Gregor becomes a burden. He's shut inside his room. At first, his sister brings him food, but it's more out of duty than care. Slowly, the family stops seeing him as a person. Even his sister, the one who was kindest to him, eventually says, "We're gonna need to get rid of it." Notice not him. It. Gregor dies alone in that room, and when it happens, no one cries. His family doesn't mourn. They're just relieved. The next morning, they head out to enjoy the day and talk about moving on. It's like he never existed. Now, on the surface, it's a strange little story, but beneath it lies a powerful truth. Kafka is holding up a mirror, asking us to take a hard look at ourselves and the world around us. In this video, we'll explore what his philosophy teaches us about how to stop losing ourselves in a world that doesn't really see us. Number 1. Your value shouldn't depend on what you produce. Kafka says, "He was a tool of the boss, without brains or backbone, and he was proud of that." In The Metamorphosis, when Gregor wakes up and finds out that he's turned into a bug, he doesn't panic about losing his human body. Instead, his first thought is about work. He's worried about being late. It's as if he hasn't just become an insect on the outside, but has gone through a deeper transformation. From a human being to a human doing. Kafka uses Gregor's inner thoughts to show how Gregor sees himself. He doesn't think his worth comes from who he is, but from the work he does. His job is what defines him, not his values, not his personality. And it's not just how he sees himself. Everyone else around him sees him the same way. The moment he's no longer useful, even his own family begins to treat him like a burden. They're not horrified just because he looks like a bug. They're horrified because he can no longer provide. But this isn't just Gregor's story. It's the story of our society too. In today's world, especially under capitalism, a person's worth is often measured by their job title, salary, or how much they can provide. If you can't earn or contribute, it's like your value goes down. People stop seeing you the same way. Kafka shows us how dangerous this mindset can be. He reminds us that basing your entire self-worth on your work is not only unhealthy, it's inhuman. So what's the alternative? Well, Kafka suggests that our value should come from who we are, not what we do. Our worth shouldn't be solely tied to our...
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Member Week is back at Lowe's with big savings for pros. Now through October 15th, my Lowe's Pro Rewards members get up to 40% off hundreds of items like paint, tools, building materials, and more. Plus, get free standard shipping. Shop these exclusive member-only savings before they're gone. Not a rewards member? Join for free today. Free standard shipping not available in Alaska and Hawaii. Exclusions and more terms apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Jobs or how much we produce, it should come from our values, our personality, and how we treat others. To reconnect with that, you need to slow down and turn your attention inward. Ask yourself, what do I truly care about? What kind of person am I? Forget what society expects from you for a moment and just focus on your own truth. Write down the things that matter to you. Your values, and the qualities that make you who you are. Then think about how those values show up in your relationships. Are you kind? Do you listen? Are you there when it counts? Because in the end, what really matters to the people who love you isn't what you earn or what you give them. It's how you treat them. It's your presence, your time, and your care that count the most. That's how you show your real worth. Not through your work, but through your humanity. And this is the first step to not losing yourself. If you let others define you only by what you provide, you'll start to feel invisible, just like Gregor. But if you stay true to who you are, you'll remember your own worth, and others will too. Number 2. Don't let modern life dehumanize you. To quote Kafka, I am a cage in which the song is held prisoner. Work has become the center of our lives. We let our jobs define who we are, often forgetting that we're more than just what we do to earn a living. Kafka is warning us. This way of living is dangerous. Over time, it can wear us down and make us feel like we're not even human anymore. That's why he encourages us to look beyond our jobs and ask, who am I outside of work? Work is temporary. It can be taken away. If your whole identity is built around your job, what happens when that job disappears? Kafka's message is simple. Don't let modern life reduce you to just a role. Gregor believed his only value came from being useful, from working and earning money. Once that was gone, he had nothing left to hold on to. He didn't know what he liked, what he cared about, or who he was, because his job had swallowed up everything else. This is something many of us can relate to. We work long hours, chase promotions, and tie our self-worth to our achievements. But in the process, we lose sight of the things that once made us feel alive. Our hobbies, our creativity, our relationships. All of that slowly fades into the background. So what can you do to change that? Well, start by finding what lights you up inside, something that has nothing to do with money or productivity. Ask yourself, what do I enjoy just for the sake of it? What makes me feel more like myself? These might not be easy questions to answer, especially if work's been your main focus for years, but they're worth exploring. Okay, so go get yourself a notebook and write down any activities that come to mind. Then narrow that list down to your top three favourites, the ones that bring you the most joy. Maybe it's writing, painting, walking in nature, playing music, or just sitting quietly and reading. These things might not seem useful in the usual sense, but they remind you that you're human, not a machine. Once you've found your three activities, make a simple plan. Don't overcomplicate it. Aim to do one of them every other day. Start with just an hour at a time. The goal isn't to be perfect, it's to enjoy yourself. As you get into the rhythm, you can slowly increase the time you spend on them. But here's the key. It should feel like something you want to do, not something you have to do. This small step is powerful. It's how you start remembering who you are. Life today can be overwhelming. It's easy to forget ourselves in the middle of all the responsibilities, but when you make time for what brings you joy, you begin to reconnect with your real self. And over time, this can change everything. You'll feel more balanced, more alive, and more in control. And you'll no longer feel like your entire identity is tied to your job. Simply put, you'll feel human again. And that, Kafka gently reminds us, is something worth fighting for. Number 3. Don't try to please everyone. In the words of Kafka,
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary with Minky Couture, luxury you can feel. Visit minkycouture.com to get started.
The truest strength is to stand firm in your authenticity, even if it means standing alone. One of the saddest parts about Gregor is that he never asked for anything. He worked hard, gave everything he had to his family, and never once complained. His entire life was built around making others happy. But the moment he couldn't provide anymore, they abandoned him. Just like that. He suffered quietly, never expressing his own pain, simply because he was trying so hard to make everyone else's life easier. Gregor's transformation into a bug is a powerful symbol. It shows what happens when someone loses themselves trying to keep everyone else happy. He tied his worth to what he could do for others, but when he needed support, the very people he'd cared for didn't care for him. Kafka is reminding us, when your value depends on pleasing others, that love is usually conditional, and it doesn't last. And that's the hard truth. You can't make everyone happy. The more you try to, the more you chip away at who you really are. You stop speaking up just to avoid upsetting others. You bend your values so you can fit in. You push yourself until you're drained just to be enough for people who won't even meet you halfway. And in the end, like Gregor, you're left feeling alone and unappreciated, wondering why all of your effort never seemed to be enough. Most of us have been there, doing something not because we want to, but because we're afraid of letting someone down. That's okay. What matters is recognizing it and making a choice to change. Start by understanding the difference between being kind and being a people pleaser. Kindness comes from strength. It has boundaries. People pleasing, on the other hand, usually comes from fear. Fear of rejection. Fear of not being loved. Fear of being truly seen and not accepted. So ask yourself, where in my life am I giving too much just to be liked? Write it down if that helps. It may feel silly at first, but it's the first step to getting your self-respect back. And after that, learn to say no. It's one of the most powerful things you can do. Every time you say no to something you don't want to do, you say yes to yourself. You protect your energy, your values, your sense of self. And over time, this changes you. You stop needing everyone's approval. You realize not everyone has to like you, and the people who really love you will respect you more when you're honest. And that's the third step to not losing yourself. Stop living for others and start standing up for yourself. Because no matter how much you give, if it comes from a place of fear or neediness, it will never feel like enough. And the only way to fill that emptiness is by being real with yourself. Number four, don't trade your identity for acceptance. According to Kafka, authenticity is the only currency worth keeping. Trade it not for fleeting approval. Another heartbreaking part of the metamorphosis is this. Gregor never truly had a voice, even before he turned into a bug. Yes, he was a good son, a hard worker, and someone who always did the right thing. But who was he really? No one knew. Not even he did. He was always just filling a role, being what others needed him to be. His family never asked what he wanted or who he dreamed of becoming. So when Kafka shows us Gregor literally losing his voice after the transformation, it's not just physical, it's symbolic. It's what happens when you spend your whole life hiding behind expectations and never allowed to be your true self. But if we're honest, aren't we all guilty of that? At least, sometimes. We put on masks. At work, we try to be the perfect employee. In relationships, we become who we think the other person wants. We water ourselves down to be accepted. And over time, that real version of us, the version that's weird, honest, passionate, messy, bold, starts to disappear. Not because it wasn't good enough, but because we were scared it wouldn't be accepted. Kafka is giving us a warning. If you live your whole...
Try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh yeah, I do. Wait, will this send me spiraling out of my routine?
Time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
What? Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again?
Fruit ruins
Never
insulin
eat after 7 p.m.
One cheat day.
Cut carbs right there.
Fast for 4 hours.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do.
Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com. That's Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Life pretending to be someone else. One day you'll wake up and not recognize yourself at all. And when life gets hard, and it will, you'll realize the love and approval you worked so hard for wasn't even real. Because it wasn't for you. It was for the mask you wore. So what's the way out? It starts with something simple but powerful. Get to know yourself again. Ask yourself, who am I when no one's around? And really sit with that question. Journal about it. Not what sounds impressive, but what feels honest. Then look at the parts of yourself you've been hiding just to fit in. Do you keep quiet to avoid judgment? Shrink your dreams to sound more practical? Pretend to be okay when you're not. It's okay. We've all done it. But it doesn't have to stay that way. Start small. Speak your mind, even if your opinion is different. Show your quirks, even if they feel awkward. Do the things that light you up, even if they don't make sense to anyone else. That's how you begin to reclaim your voice. That's how you begin to live, not just exist. So Kafka's deeper message is this. The real tragedy isn't Gregor becoming a bug. It's that no one ever saw who he truly was before that. Don't let that be your story. Don't become a stranger to yourself just to be accepted by the world. So next time you feel the pressure to be someone you're not, remember Gregor. And instead of hiding, show up as you. That's the most powerful thing you can do. Number 5. Protect your inner world. In our final quote from Kafka for this video, he says, "Guard the sanctuary of your soul. It's the secret well of your resilience and peace." As Gregor becomes more and more cut off from his family and the outside world, he starts to hide in his room. At first, it just feels sad. He's ignored, pushed away, and slowly disappears. But Kafka wants us to look closer. Even as Gregor is rejected, something inside him stays alive. He's still thinking, he's still feeling, he's still noticing the world around him. His room becomes more than just a prison. It becomes a shelter. A space where he can hold on to the last bit of who he really is. That's what Kafka's telling us. No matter what happens on the outside, your inner world belongs to you and it's sacred. But in today's world, it's easy to forget that. We spend so much time chasing approval, scrolling endlessly, trying to keep up. And somewhere in that noise, we lose touch with the most important part of ourselves. Our thoughts, our feelings, our imagination, and our sense of self. Kafka's message is gentle but clear. When everything else falls apart, when people walk away, when things don't go as planned, the one thing you always have is you. And that means you need to take care of your inner life like it's the most precious thing in the world. Because it is. So how do you protect it? First, be conscious of what you let into your mind. Not every post, opinion, or piece of news deserves your attention. Be picky. Choose people and content that lift you up instead of draining you. If something feels heavy, if someone constantly brings you down, give yourself permission to step away. Not everything and everyone needs access to your soul. Second, create little rituals that help you come back to yourself. This doesn't have to be anything dramatic. Maybe it's going for a quiet walk with no phone. Maybe it's reading something that makes you think. Or just sitting in silence, letting your thoughts breathe. Do it at your own pace. No pressure, no guilt. This is your time to be with you. Like Gregor had his room, make space in your life that's just for your peace. And here's the thing. Even as Gregor lost touch with the outside world, he actually started becoming more real, more honest, more himself. He stopped performing. He stopped pretending. He just was. That's the strain.
When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary with Minky Couture, luxury you can feel. Visit minkycouture.com to get started.
Beautiful twist in the story. Kafka is asking us to remember, even if the world doesn't always get you, your inner world is still alive, it still matters, and it's worth protecting. So, don't just go through life reacting to everything. Don't just survive. Build something inside that no one can take away from you. That's how you stay grounded. That's how you stay you. If you enjoyed this video, please make sure to check out our full Philosophies for Life playlist. And for more videos to help you find success and happiness using beautiful philosophical wisdom, don't forget to subscribe. Thanks so much for watching.
When it comes to showing appreciation, the gift you choose says everything. Minky Couture luxury blankets make the perfect statement. Soft, stylish, and unforgettable. Whether you're thanking a client, rewarding an employee, or celebrating a milestone, nothing delivers warmth and gratitude like a Minky blanket. With custom options and elegant packaging, your gift will stand out and be remembered long after the moment has passed. Make your corporate gifting extraordinary. With Minky Couture, luxury you can feel. Visit minkycouture.com to get started.